That is absolutely correct. Kenyans are united. I can tell you whatever misgivings they have about the administration of President Kibaki on this particular campaign, Kenyans are overwhelmingly supportive of the government and wishing our defense forces out there all the best. We, as a country, have suffered more than our share in terms of destabilization, loss of tourism revenue, killings of people. And it's time, really, that we confronted this terrorist act in our country, because we become the laughingstock. These people have used our country as training ground, as a training center, as their finance capital to export and kill people.
I understand the government is asking for a blockade of Kismayo to allow the Kenyan army to launch an offensive in that town. How is that going?
Listen, the Al-Shabaab threat is not just to Kenya's stability and Kenya's economic future. It is a threat to international shipping along the entire Indian Ocean coast. It affects more than 16 nations of the world. Therefore, we are asking the world to understand that this is not a Kenyan campaign. It's an international campaign. And now that most of Mogadishu has been ridded of these gangs and they have fled south, the time is now to cut off Kismayo and let the TFG forces and the Kenyan military get these gangs out of Kismayo.
You talked about initial misgivings about the Kenyan military operation in Somalia. Why the misgiving?
Yeah, because the government didn't come out clean on what was happening. The president didn't address the nation, and we were getting the news about this campaign from different government sources, sometimes conflicting stories. But since the country got to know the official position, they have stood by the government's decision. The other reason why we had misgivings is that, of course, the president had not sought parliamentary approval to declare war. But he has explained this, that this is not an act of war. It is a joint effort of the Somali government and the Kenyan military forces and an agreement. And we really have no war against Somalia, for which the president was required to seek the approval of the National Assembly. This is a right that we as a nation are exercising to rid ourselves of criminal elements, terrorist acts that are coming out of Kenya. So I am now persuaded myself as a lawyer that it was not necessary to seek parliamentary approval. But even if he did, he would get overwhelming public parliamentary approval for the action. We had a private session, Parliament went into camera, and I can tell you the overwhelming majority of members of Parliament are very supportive, even though we had initial doubts as to what the campaign was all about.
You know, these insurgents do not necessarily fight the usual fight on the battlefield. They use guerrilla tactics that affect unarmed civilians.
Absolutely. You are absolutely right. Don't forget that Kenya has suffered. When they bombed the American embassy in Nairobi, the vast majority of people affected were Kenyans. They bombed a hotel at the coast when there was seeking to destroy what they were considered the Israeli assets in Kenya. So we are under no illusion that we are not fighting a conventional warfare. But then this doesn't mean that we fold our hands and let them take over our country. We have to pursue them wherever they are. And I think the right policy is the policy that the government is now pursuing, because whenever we have intelligence reports, whenever they strike, then the evidence leaves a trail, and this is a trail that our defense forces are following all the way into Somalia, and we must continue doing that. This is a new form of warfare that is not peculiar to Kenya. We've seen it in other parts of the world. We have seen the Americans suffer the same fate. So we must join forces with the rest of the world to stabilize the world, to get rid of terrorist activities that make human life impossible to lead.
Has the Kenyan government said how long this offensive is going to last?
2 days ago, the Chief of Defense Forces said, and I personally agree with him, that we are in for a long haul. We do not know how long it will take, but we must be in it for as long as it takes in order to secure our borders, in order to secure our economy, in order to secure the security of the persons visiting to the country. We are under no illusions at all that it is a struggle that we must wage relentlessly, because we are fighting an invisible army.